Tomorrow, Georgians will decide the final uncalled race of the 2022 midterm elections, the runoff contest between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker comes after neither received a majority of the vote in November. Unlike last year, the race will not determine the balance of power in the Senate, but it is still neck and neck with record numbers of early voting. Laura Barrón-López traveled to Georgia and has this report.
Let's go to Cav, come on over.
Outside a polling place in a Decatur shopping mall are some of the people that turned Georgia blue in 2020, now trying for a repeat.
Oh, I see you dancing, come on now. That's right. You doing all right? Can I give you a fist bump?
Here and all over the state, the mobilizing group Black Voters Matter offers a free T-shirt for a voter's phone number.
Now all you got to do is forward that to five friends. If everybody we touch tells five other people, guess what? That's how we build an army. That's how we build a movement. Huh?
Cliff Albright is one of the group's founders and has lived in Georgia for over a decade. Since 2016, he and others have transformed Democrats' ground game in the state. This runoff, he says they've reached at least 2 million black voters.
How do we get people excited? How do we create enthusiasm? How do we get people to feel like that they really matter, right? There's a lot of people that care about black votes that don't care about black voters. We want people to know that we care about them and our communities and our issues.
Many we spoke to in this predominantly black and Democratic area were backing Senator Raphael Warnock, a pastor at the nearby Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once preached.
Are you ready to win this election?
Warnock holds a slight advantage in recent polls as he fights for a full six-year term against Republican Herschel Walker, a Georgia football legend with a full-throated endorsement from former President Donald Trump.
Georgians at this early voting site in Atlanta have been waiting in line for more than an hour as they try to cast their ballot. Walker and Senator Warnock have had only 28 days instead of 2 months to get voters to the polls a second time.
What they've done to this country in 2 short years, we give them any more time, we won't recognize America again.
Republicans see critical ground to make up. Walker finished narrowly behind Warnock last month, but he received 200,000 fewer votes than Republican Governor Brian Kemp. The two campaigned together to try to close that gap, with Kemp making the case that Walker would vote to support law enforcement and cut taxes in the Senate.
Do you want a guy that represents our values like Herschel Walker? Do you want somebody that stood with Joe Biden 96% of the time?
For months, Walker has faced a barrage of scandals, including multiple allegations of domestic abuse and two former partners who have said Walker pressured and paid for them to have abortions, which is at odds with Walker's anti-abortion stance. At a Walker event in deep red Muskogee County, Republican voters either took the football star at his word or said they wanted a reliable vote against President Joe Biden's agenda.
Stands for the values that I stand for. I'm a pro-life person. I don't like the policies of the Biden administration.
What did you make of the reports about the fact that he paid for an abortion for one of his ex-girlfriends?
You know, I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, people can say anything. I also believe in redemption, and I believe people can make mistakes and turn their lives around.
Those allegations and repeated gaffes have Republicans worried about Walker's ability to turn out conservatives and some 81,000 who backed the Libertarian candidate in November. Walker supporters hope to win them back. Bauke Vu is skeptical.
I don't know whether they'll be energized to go out and vote.
Vu is one of the 200,000 split-ticket Republicans who backed Kemp, but not Walker, casting a vote for Warnock.
Asking us to vote for Herschel Walker, the candidate, is akin to perhaps playing Russian roulette with American democracy.
The former vice chair of the DeKalb County Election Board, Vu, has vocally defended the integrity of the 2020 vote in Georgia. He sees Walker's statements denying the legitimacy of the election as disqualifying and doesn't think the runoff will push anti-Walker Republicans to reconsider.
Herschel Walker had a chance to stand on the side of truth and honesty, the same way that Governor Kemp did, the same way that Secretary Raffensperger did. Instead, he basically took a stand on a waterbed of lies.
If you are a poll watcher, God bless you.
But among the Republican base, belief in lies about a rigged election system remains strong. At the Cobb County GOP headquarters, many are volunteering as poll watchers in the runoff, and they're encouraged to report anything they consider to be fraud or disenfranchisement.
There is no incident that's too small.
After a prayer, work began on phone banking and canvassing for Walker. Joyce Weiss said she believes Walker is honest and will support fiscal responsibility in the Senate. When asked about the allegations that he paid for an abortion, she said it didn't line up with his purported values.
Herschel Walker, in a direct quote, said that's a flat-out lie, and I believe him.
Walker's core message hasn't changed for the runoff.
I'm that warrior for God.
His stump speech likened a vote for Democrats to sending Georgia to hell and focused on transgender players in sports and gender identity.
What the heck is a pronoun? I don't even know what a pronoun is, but yet I can tell you what, we're going to give him a pronoun. Let's give him former senator pronoun. That's his pronoun.
This race is about character and competence.
Warnock is also pulling from his general election playbook, bringing back former President Barack Obama to rally voters in Kirkwood.
I am back. Yes, we can.
Roughly 5,000 people packed into Pullman Yards, a historic rail yard turned event venue, to hear him speak.
Keep mobilizing.
Multiple black Georgians told NewsHour they viewed Walker's candidacy as an attempt by Republicans to win them over through representation rather than substance. 69% of white voters compared to just 3% of black voters support Walker, according to a recent CNN poll.
I think a lot of people are just irritated by his opponent, and that's forcing people to come out.
Irritated how?
Irritated in that you just feel you can replace one black with another, and we have common sense, so give me at least someone that's comparable in intellect.
In the final days, Warnock is focused on voting rights and the lawsuit his campaign filed and won against Republican state officials to allow for Saturday early voting.
We saw a record voter turnout last weekend, but don't forget what we had to do just so that could happen.
This is the first runoff since Georgia passed Senate Bill 202 last year, which made it harder to receive a mail-in ballot, reduce the number of drop boxes, and shortened early voting.
Yeah, sure.
Republican officials have pointed to the record early turnout as evidence that the law did not restrict access. But Albright says those changes made a difference.
2 years ago, we were able to spend a month just registering new voters just for the runoff that weren't eligible for the general. We could not do that because in a 30-day period, the cutoff for voter registration was actually the day before the general election.
Hello, hi. How are you doing today?
Black Pack, like other Get Out the Vote organizations, is reaching millions of voters by repeatedly knocking on doors until the last days before the election.
Hello, I'm with Black Pack, reminding people about the election on the 6th.
Senate control may already be determined, but the stakes for an increasingly diverse Georgia couldn't be higher. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barone Lopez in Atlanta, Georgia.